The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's a huge deal. You finally get him to play in the game the way you want him to, the way that we all expected Andrew Luck to be this year. And so to now go forward, not knowing how long he'll be out for a team that's trying to win a division, which is very winnable for them. They lead now. Now you go to Matt Hasselbeck, who is among some of the undefeated quarterbacks in the league. But it's about your future, too. Yep. Right now, you're getting ready to pay Andrew Luck a lot of money. You wanted to see him finish the season and finish strong. So it leaves the Colts in a tough situation.
What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Oh yeah, there's a chance, sort of. So much to get to, including a little UFC talk. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood. Get over it. We're going to have some fun today.
I'm in a fine mood. You know why?
You took advantage of the sex bear?
Because I took a nap.
Ah, okay. I saw you.
I did sleep on the sex bear.
Okay.
But, yeah, took a nap, feeling good.
It's nice having a couch in here. I was just thinking there might be some mornings when people come in here and find me on that couch.
Probably so.
That's because that's how things roll. But, no, this is a nice setup in here. In case you missed it yesterday, we're finally in our new studio. Same building, just down the hall, but we're in an actual studio again, not a closet.
No.
So.
Feels weird.
It does. Actually, it feels good.
Now, you chose a different seat today.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move as soon as I get rolling here because this isn't working for me. Okay. I like the seat over
you
here.
Thought that maybe that would be the seat,
yeah,
but it's not.
Yeah, and obviously whoever was here this morning moved this microphone over here.
Whoever was here this morning brought in this whole new rolly chair. Like, there's people who work here who can't stand the fact that we took the rolly chairs out of the studio.
Yeah, and they kept bringing them back in.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. I sat in this one, and it's a rolly chair. I like the chairs that don't move.
Yeah, people are stupid. We need to get rid of them.
Hey, I don't want to say anything.
We need to get rid of every show here that's not ours.
Well, they can stay here. Just quit messing with our crap.
No.
We need to that's why we need a Blitz sign right there so that they know when they come in here that that's who they're looking up to.
In the words of James Hetfield, a great poet, kill them all. Kill them all.
Okay. I'm all right with that. As long as they're bringing money in. Let them do that.
Yeah, but
plus, I kind of like John and Raheel.
If these guys do shows, they need to sit quietly in the chairs that are assigned to them and not mess with our stuff.
And to be honest, before Granato pulls rank on us, we spent more time in his office than he did.
That's true.
So I'm just saying, these chairs should be they should be leaving the stuff alone. All right, so Andrew Luck.
Womp womp.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Rock and roll! Was there a rock and roll tweet?
I did not check his Twitter.
Who follows Vandermeer? Any of you guys see a rock and roll tweet from Vandy?
I do follow Vandy, but I did not look to see what he tweeted.
You don't think he did?
No, I think that would be a little too much.
No. I'd be okay with it.
Really? So yeah. You'd be celebrating?
No, I mean, I'm just saying I wouldn't judge him.
Do you think the Giants play-by-play guy tweeted rock and roll when Tony Romo got hurt?
Rock and roll! Probably.
Or the Eagles guy? Well, the Eagles guy probably said, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
They don't care in Philadelphia.
Whatever.
So, 2 to 6 weeks, though, that's a very strange time frame.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the, maybe the abdominal thing is the question mark. I don't know.
Lacerated kidney and abdominal injury. I haven't seen lacerated kidney on a lot of injury reports, I have to be honest. But, actually, I think I may stay here and just move the chairs because I can see the screen a lot better.
Oh, really?
I can actually read the screen from here.
Okay.
Although it still looks like somebody threw dirt on it.
Yeah, it also looks like someone wants to talk about whether or not the Texans have a chance. That can't be right.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll take calls next segment. You're welcome to do that. We have a very full show later on, though, so if you want to get in early, your best chance is probably next segment because Holly Holm we're going to talk to a little later this hour.
Yeah, 4:40, right, Jung? 4:40, we'll talk to Holly Holm, who...
She's taking on some fighter you might have heard of, I don't know. She's kind of a new one, Ronda Rousey. Yeah. Jerome Solomon's scheduled to join us as long as he doesn't pull a fingernail or something.
Yeah, or his kids aren't doing something to bother him somehow.
Yeah, he'll be here at 5:30. And you have some little college basketball talk for people.
Yeah, talked to Sean Farnham today from ESPN and previewed the season a little bit.
Cool.
So mostly I just asked a question and he would talk for,
That's those ESPN guys.
That's what they did.
You can usually those interviews, you get about three questions in.
Yep.
I think the last one I did with Greenberg was like that. But he's always fun to talk to because he never wants to stop the interview. He just wants to start bringing up other stuff about Houston. So you wind up going 5 minutes longer than you're supposed to, and then you get in trouble for keeping him too long. But anyway, if you haven't seen the story, lacerated kidney and abdominal injury, 2 to 6 weeks for Andrew Luck. And I guess I'm not really surprised, considering the beating he took on Sunday. And I wonder if, and this was something I was worried a little bit about early in his career, and he's been pretty damn durable up until this season, trying to take some of the hits that he takes, he's going to have to learn, a lot like Russell Wilson and a lot like RG3 and guys like that. RG3 never learned it. You can't take those kind of hits when you're a quarterback. Not over a 16-game season.
No.
Even if you're a 6'5", big, durable guy.
Well, especially if you're having issues already, which apparently he was.
Yeah.
I mean, but I also think that he's kind of in that mode where he knew that he had to do whatever it took to win.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's what you want out of your guys, but that's also the kind of thing you have to tell them, hey, I know you want that extra yard. I know you need to get 7 yards for a first down, but slide.
Yeah.
You got to slide. You got to protect yourself. 16 games, man. Now, that was a big one for him, but it's like the center fielder who keeps crashing into the wall all the time. At some point, you got to tell him, dude, there's 162 games. We need you for those.
Yeah.
And don't go out and get yourself killed. But he's been remarkably durable throughout his career up until this year, and that's – you start getting beat up like that, and it's easy to get hurt again. We saw it with Roethlisberger. Different injury, but again, there is a cumulative effect to these things, and that's why everybody's saying, when Tony Romo gets back, the Cowboys will be fine. Well, if he can stay healthy when he gets back, it's going to be a lot to ask. But as far as the race goes, if you're the Texans, if you're rooting for the Colts to lose, which is what you're pretty much having to do, never a bad thing to have Andrew Luck out.
No. Although,
2-0.
He's undefeated. He's undefeated, man.
Yeah, can you imagine, though, a 40-year-old taking that beating that Andrew Luck took the other night?
Oh, no. It won't happen.
I don't know. But I hope that, I hope he's not out long because I hate when the league is kind of, I was complaining about quarterback play and just general play in the league earlier. The last couple weeks have been pretty good. And now you keep losing starting quarterbacks, with Big Ben, who Big Ben isn't ruling out playing Sunday, which, okay, I'm not sure that's a good idea either. And he bounces back pretty quickly, but apparently dude's already walking around.
Yeah.
Thinks he's, I think more likely he waits till after the bye.
That's my guess as well. But then you got Seattle after that, right?
Yeah.
Listen, in the NFL, if you're hurt, the best time to come back is as soon as you possibly can. Yeah. I mean, for most of these teams. I mean, if Tom Brady got hurt tomorrow, the Patriots could afford to, you know, sit him out a game or two, get him right if they needed. But most, I mean, teams need their quarterbacks. And my guess is Andrew Luck, Ben Roethlisberger, both these guys are going to get back as soon as humanly possible because they know that without them that their teams have very little chance of making the playoffs or doing anything in the playoffs.
Well, Keenan Allen also had the lacerated kidney, right? And he's out for the year with that.
Well, he had a surgery on it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the difference between him and Luck. Luck, apparently, whatever his issue was, didn't need a surgery. So, you know, I guess that's the big difference. Adam Schefter tweeted out, Dallas waived quarterback Kellen Moore. So if the Colts are...
There's your answer.
Kellen Moore, a lot of people say, is a Andrew Luck clone. So... You
know. I hear he's the next Case Keenum is
Could
what
be.
I hear.
Could be.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So I see you completed your Facebook purge today.
Yesterday.
Ah. Yeah.
I don't know about completed, but I at least finished the first round.
Oh, okay. So how many people have you eliminated?
About 2,300.
Wow.
Yeah.
I may have to go there. I don't know. I've always just accepted any friend request, but I don't put a lot of stuff on there either that would stir up controversy. And I would probably, and the couple times I have had issues, I just unfriended the person.
Right.
Which I guess I'll keep doing that for now. But if it gets nasty, that makes a lot of sense. I know a lot of guys do that do what we do, but you're more important than me, so maybe that's why.
That's true, but I do use social media more than you, so that could have something to do with it.
Yeah, although I do a lot of Twitter, not quite as much as you do, but I'm more on Twitter than Facebook anyway. Right. And Facebook, I usually just like, no, here, buy our gambling book. Or here, I wrote something about the Texans. Or here's me not dropping dead at the end of a run.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Next segment is your time to do it. It is a local music Tuesday, by the way, so all the bumper music you hear from here on out, all local bands. And if you're a local band, wants to get your music heard, you know, don't play the whole songs. We just basically play a little bit of bumper music, but you can email them to me, fowler975@gmail.com. And I've got a new group that I've got in here, which we'll get to next week. But happy to do it. Happy to support local bands and local beer and local alcohol and local women, except for when I get married. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And Gerald asking a very good Fargo question on Twitter, which I can't answer yet because I haven't seen last night's. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I haven't either.
I watched a game last night, and we did our little thing that we go to Front Porch where they have that Monday Night Football bingo in Midtown, and it's a lot of fun. And apparently all the women love it now. So every time we go, it gives them something to do, and I get to watch the game. So it's pretty cool. But haven't had a chance to watch yet. I got to get caught up on that. The Leftovers, and I have not watched either of the Ash vs. the Evil Dead yet, which I am very much looking forward
to. Pumped about that?
Yeah, but I will be caught up tomorrow, Gerald. Let's grab a phone call. Kenneth, you get to lead it off. What is up, Kenneth?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Sports, Kenneth.
The reason why I was calling is, in the wake of Andrew Luck's injury, do you see the Texans winning the division, or does the division still go through Indy?
Well, the division still goes through Indy because, A, they have a lead, they have a win over the Texans. Hasselbeck has proven he can beat the Jaguars and the Texans with him at quarterback. So yeah, they're still the team to beat. If you're the Texans, though, that's not a negative that Andrew Luck is not there. Because I'll give you a great example. This Falcons game coming up, the way the Falcons have started tanking and the way the Colts have played their last couple of games, including the loss at Carolina, by the way, where I thought they were really good in the second half, that was a game that I think you would have said, yeah, they're probably going to lose that.
Yeah.
But the way they've been playing, no. I think the Colts were going to probably go in there and beat them.
Well, and plus they've got an extra week to prepare for that game.
Right.
Extra week to prepare for having Hasselbeck at quarterback. It's not the worst. I mean, it's bad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
For the Colts, it's bad, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
No. And I think that in reality, the Texans are still up against it. I went to a couple of those standings that do percentages of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to hear the Texans' percentage to make the playoffs?
Sure.
What would you guess it would be? Let's just start with that.
I would guess about, well, I guess.
Considering there's.
Numerically?
Numerically, yes.
Okay. I'll guess probably about 30%.
21%.
Okay.
And
realistically, I would say probably about 10, so I should have just split the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good guess. There was nothing wrong with that guess because, you know, they're only, you know, they're a game back or half game back, basically. So, although the reality is they've already lost a game to the team they're chasing. The problem is, if you look at the Texans' schedule the rest of the way, it's hard to find a lot of wins.
It's their remaining schedule is much more difficult than the Colts' remaining schedule. You know, everybody had their good laugh at the Colts and their unfortunate start, but you know they played some games and they played some games early that, you know, we're against tough teams. They played the Patriots. They played the Panthers. The Bills. The Jets.
Yeah, at Buffalo is never an easy game. The Jets were playing great defense when they played them.
Like, can you really look at the Colts schedule? Are any of those losses? And by the way, none of the only loss that wasn't really competitive was the Jets game.
Yeah.
But I would say there's not an embarrassing loss on the Colts schedule. I mean, there's way more than they anticipated having at this point. But Buffalo, New York, the Jets, New England, New Orleans, Carolina, I don't think any of those are bad teams.
And at Carolina, that's where I started to see them turn things around a little bit, actually, was at Carolina. Losing at home to the Saints, who weren't playing well and who are still very inconsistent, that's probably their worst loss. And their worst wins are probably barely beating the Titans and Jags.
Yeah.
But in reality, and that's that kind of first stretch there where they went 2-2, that's when they were playing their worst. But
all those teams that beat the Colts, the Texans still have to play them.
Yeah.
At Cincinnati, Jets, Saints, at Buffalo, New England, the next five for the Texans. I mean, I guess New Orleans is a possible win. I wouldn't feel great about
it depends on which New Orleans team shows up.
And then the Texans close out with the division games, the three division games. I mean, the Colts' remaining schedule – you mentioned Atlanta's fallen into their problems now.
It's at Atlanta, and without Luck, I don't feel as good about that if I'm a Colts fan as I did.
What about Tampa?
Tampa at home should be
a
win.
That's a game you can win, even with a backup quarterback.
You should be able to win. At Pittsburgh, if you don't have Luck back, I think that's
loss.
Tough. They have Roethlisberger back. And then at Jacksonville. And then I'm guessing you probably have Luck back in time for the Texans game at home.
Well, and they like you said, they've already proven they can beat Jacksonville and Houston without Luck. And then they've got at Miami and then Tennessee to finish out the season.
And Miami's probably going to have completely quit by then. So who knows what that game's going to mean. But, you know, that's the thing.
The Texans' schedule is significantly more difficult going forward than the Colts.
You look at the Colts, you find it's hard to find a lot of losses, even with Luck out.
Right.
You look at the Texans, it's hard to find a lot of wins. Because at Cincinnati, well, they would have to play their best game of the year, and the Bengals would have to play their worst by far. The Jets at home. Now, who knows what the Jets are right now, especially with Fitzpatrick having the thumb thing. The Saints, who knows? I mean, there's neither one of those games you can look at. Oh, yeah, they should win that. At the Bills?
Yeah.
You know, Patriots, there's no way. It's a tough stretch. So, you know, as much as the first thing you want to do if you're a Texans fan is start celebrating, but...
Well, Schneid says, why do the Texans fans think they're the second-best team in the league, so much better than Jags and Titans? They probably think that because they already mollywopped both those teams You know, the Jags and the Titans aren't good. The Jags are improving, but that's they're getting better. You know, as far as Jaguar teams go, the Texans think the Texans fans think they're better than those teams because they beat both of them handily, including Jacksonville at Jacksonville. So I see why the Texans think they're better than that team, but the rest of the teams on the schedule, I don't know that I think the Texans are, besides Tennessee and Jacksonville, and the way Jacksonville's playing now, who knows? And Tennessee, now that they've got Mariota back, who knows? But there's not another team on the Texans schedule that I think the Texans can look at and go, you know what? We're better than that team.
Well, let's look at it from a Vegas perspective. How many games will they be favored in?
They will be...
They're certainly double-digit dogs to the Bengals.
Yeah. They're not going to be favored. The Jets here, the Texans will not be favored.
Saints here, maybe?
Saints, maybe, depending on what the Saints do over the next 2 weeks.
Right.
At Buffalo, no. Home to New England, no. At Indianapolis, no.
At Tennessee, probably. Jaguars, probably.
Yeah, the last two, probably.
So they might be favored in three games.
Depending on how that New Orleans game goes.
Interesting. Let's try... Mike,
yo.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing sports. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty sports also.
Right on.
Man, I just had a question real quick. What is your guys' opinion on Jerry Jones? Made comments today about Tony Romo, him possibly starting and whatnot, even if they aren't remotely close for a playoff spot. And he said that, and then just last week he also said Greg Hardy is a leader. Now, I'm not a Cowboys fan by any means. I might be kind of biased, but Jerry Jones knows how to put on a show, and he also knows how to keep his fans very much in deep with the team and stay supportive and whatnot, no matter how bad or how good they're doing. I'm just wondering if Jerry Jones is starting to lose his mind and go senile. And I just wanted your opinion on that.
Well, listen, if they are – and I don't think – at this point, I don't think you can say that they're definitely out of the playoff mix. I think more than likely they're out of the playoff mix at this point. But that division is just so bad that it seems, much like this one, that anyone can win it. So if they get Romo back, I see that optimism. I don't anticipate them – by the time Romo gets back, I don't anticipate them being even in it, in the mix.
They might be mathematically alive. Because he can do math. I don't know if you've heard all that.
But I would assume that if they have a chance, a mathematical chance to make the playoffs, I can see him playing Tony Romo. Otherwise, I think he'd be a fool to do it. And as far as Greg Hardy being a leader, I think maybe what he meant was he's a leader on the field, which would make some sense. That's the only place Greg Hardy's allowed to be a leader. We've said before, Greg Hardy's not a good guy. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I understand why Greg Hardy's there, because I've watched their games, and Greg Hardy's a really good player. Is he a good person? Of course not. But he's a really good football player, and sometimes teams are willing to overlook a guy's personal flaws to get that play.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And no, I don't think he's lost his mind, but people get old, and the older they get.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he doesn't make as many of the football decisions as he used to.
But he's always said goofy things. I mean, that's Jerry. And yeah. I you know what, I like Jerry. I always have. But you start getting old, you say goofy things. Yeah. Just ask David Dilotti. Whose update will be coming up?
Yeah, David,
up
what's going on? You're here all the time now.
Now, who are you again?
Yeah, are you lost? Did you lose your recorder?
I'm being
what's happening?
A team player, man. I'm trying to do what I can to help the cause and not have technical problems and chat it up with you guys a little bit.
It'd be so much easier if you would just fix your stuff.
So you're saying you don't want me here now?
No, of course not. You take up our studio space. We don't like it at all.
Yeah, because there's no space.
Yeah, here. Where were you during baseball season when we actually wanted to talk to you? That's a thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there was a whole stretch there. It's like, boy, I wish Dilotti was here.
I was slacking.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. We got a David Dilotti update coming up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hope you got your running shoes. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sharing food. Wrapped in paper and a bowl of bags. The style of rock.
Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Rock and roll. Lock them in.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. What would your guy say about Andrew Luck's injury?
Rock and roll.
You're getting better at that. I'm liking that. So, do we need to go? I hate that I can't talk to you on this thing. Have we got that fixed yet, John?
Yeah, it should work.
So if I just touch, I do the cough button the same way as the old way? Because we have an interview coming up. Do we need to go to break early is what I needed to ask you.
Yeah, we can go to break early. Go do a little bit here and then go.
All right, because she's supposed to come on at 4:40, and I don't want us to miss our chance to speak with Holly Holm.
Right.
So that's all. Just doing a little. All right, let's grab a phone call. Rico, you're on the Blitz. Go. Rico?
Rico.
Sports, fellas.
Sports, Rico.
Yeah, I have a couple points I want to get y'all take on. First of all, I'm a Vikings fan, so excuse the...
Are you on speakerphone, Rico?
Huh?
Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Hello?
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Is that better?
That's much better.
All right. I'm a Vikings fan, so excuse the we as an hour in my terminology. I believe I don't think we get enough credit for our defense with how inept our offense can be at sometimes, and we still are the only team that hasn't had a team score more than 23 points a game, and people don't see how bad quarterbacks play against us. And my last point is the schedule that's so tough. I don't see it being so tough. The teams, the Packers and the Cardinals, are pretty much the only teams I see tough, and maybe the Seahawks. I want to get y'all take on how far y'all think we can go in the playoffs. Thank you.
Listen, I think the Vikings are decent. I also, if you go through their schedule and look at their two losses are at San Francisco, which is humiliating, and I don't know how it happened, and then at Denver. So, and there's no shame in losing at Denver. Here are their wins: Lions, Chargers, Chiefs, at Lions, at Bears, Rams.
Rams are probably the best win on there.
Rams are the best team you beat all year, and you barely beat them at home. I mean, they're and not to knock. I mean, hell, the record is what it is, but you know, this is a the schedule has been friendly for the Vikings. I think the Vikings are one of those teams, and I often say this, I say teams are better than what their record is, or their teams aren't as good as what their record says they are, which isn't fair because at the end of the day, 6-2 is 6-2. But if you ask me if the Vikings are a 6-2, your average 6-2 NFL football team, I would say no.
Well, this year they are.
Well, maybe so.
At how the league is really stratified this year.
And you talk about making other opposing quarterbacks look bad. I mean, I guess Philip Rivers is the only quarterback that they've faced this year that hasn't had one of his worst years in history. Well, I guess Cutler's not as bad as he usually is.
No, but it was pretty good last night when it counted.
Yeah, but you're not playing great quarterbacks with the exception of Peyton Manning, who beat you.
If you think the rest of your schedule isn't that tough, I got news for you. That trip to Oakland, especially if Bridgewater's not healthy, now it looks like he may play.
I don't care if he does play. That's a tough game.
That's not an easy game. The Packers are never easy. We compared the Packers and Vikings schedule yesterday and how much easier the Packers is coming in. At the Falcons is not easy. I'm sorry. The Seahawks is not easy. At the Cardinals is not easy. You know, the Bears will be easy by then, but Giants, even that. I mean, the Giants can put up points, and then at the Packers again. I think you're looking at there's, like we were doing with the Texans, there's not more than two games I can look at and say, yeah, you'll win that. You should beat the Bears. You should beat the Giants.
But unlike the Texans, they have built enough of they've built enough equity,
right,
that they could still make the playoffs. I'm not saying they're not a playoff team, because I look around at the NFC, and you know, the only teams that have 6 wins are the Vikings and the Falcons. They'd be the 2 wild card teams today. And there's not even a wild card team that's got 5 wins behind them. So, I mean,
they're pretty safe.
They're like the Falcons, though. They're a team that I don't know if they're that good, but they won enough games early that.
And the difference is between the Vikings and the Falcons is when the Vikings have gotten in close games, they've figured out ways to win.
That is true.
And the last
Falcons
few weeks
have found ways to lose.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the Vikings. I liked them before the season. I love the way they've drafted over the last few years, but I don't think they're quite there yet, and I still think they're going to be looking up at Green Bay when it's all said and done. All right, guys, let me tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Cars for Kids. The Houston Can Academy is just this great place, and you've heard me talking about what happened there. Here we go again.
Sorry, I did that again.
This is the second time in 2 days.
It's the reverse on my side, so I need to get used to it.
All right, so here's the two problems. We're having a problem with that, and I don't think the callers can hear us because every day when we've gone to the caller, there's been about a 5-second delay. So I don't know what the deal is.
We'll get it looked at.
Yeah, okay. But I do want to thank AD who worked his butt off to get us in the studio and spent a lot of time on it. So I don't want to just sound like I'm complaining about it. We're just going to work these things out as we go. We'll work them out on the air with our friends, the listeners. All right, let's get back to talking about Houston Can Academy. If you're not familiar with Houston Can Academy, what they do is they basically get kids who need a second chance, kids who have dropped out. They help them get an education. And a lot of times these are kids that drop out for a lot of reasons. And sometimes it's family issues. Sometimes they have to go to work to support their families. Well, Can Academy, what they do is give them a second chance, help them get through school, and go on and do great things in the community, which is a very cool thing because all it takes is one of those guys to go out there and do something great, and they're changing thousands of lives, and that's what they do at Houston Can Academy. They get so many kids come out of there that go on to do great things, and the reason that they ask you to write off the car and not the kid is because, hey, they need your help. And it's real easy. All you have to do is donate that vehicle that's sitting in your yard or sitting in your garage. You haven't used it. Maybe you were going to work on it and you just decided, no, I never got around to it. Guess what? They'll come tow it for free. They'll fill out all the forms for you. And your donation's tax deductible. So it doesn't cost you anything. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, guess what? You're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card on top of that. Just their way of saying thank you. And the money they get from these vehicles, they use to help these students out. If they need glasses, they get them that. If they need transportation, warm meals, whatever they need, that's what this money goes to. You can change a life just by getting rid of that thing that's in your yard. That simple. Give them a call. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. That's 713-225-4226. And remember, right off the car, not the kid. All right. Before we're not going to go to break here because we have our guests. And big fight coming up, and Holly Holm is getting a chance to fight Ronda Rousey, UFC 193. It's Saturday. Holly, how are you?
Holly.
Okay.
Jung, why can't we hear Holly?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. How are you, Holly?
Sorry.
That's all right. It's our Jung producer's fault. He's a dummy. That's not your fault at all. Well, it's fight week. I mean, how's it been for you? I obviously know that being in Australia is a lot different than doing a fight camp, you know, in the United States. But, I mean, it could be more crazy. You could be in Japan or someone where you don't understand the language. But what's it like being in a new place for fight week?
You know, I've been to Australia once before for fun. We have a couple of Australian teammates, which is actually fighting the same night as myself, Kyle Noak. And I love the people here. I feel like it's great. So I'm so happy to be able to be here and for this experience and have this fight here. The time change is really the biggest difference. And like you said, the language is the same, that's for sure. That makes it a lot easier than the language barrier being somewhere else and really feeling out of your element. So it's far, but I still feel like I'm at home.
What time is the fight going to take place there, local time for you?
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure, but I think I'll be fighting around like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so not that bad.
Which is fine. You know, we train all day at home, so it's not like it's something that's out of the ordinary. It's not the normal, you know, fight time. I do kind of feel bad for the first fights of the night that are, you know, start at 10 a.m. But
right.
Even at home, we train at, you know, 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning. So it wouldn't be necessarily be something like, you know, undoable. It'd still kind of go with a training schedule I would normally have. So, you know, when it's fight time, it's fight time.
You know, Holly, you've probably not been an underdog very often in your life, from boxing to MMA. You've kind of been the one of the golden girls coming up through the sport, and then you run into the golden girl, the golden goose, I call her, in Ronda Rousey, and you are nearly a historically big underdog. I say that because Valerie Letourneau is a bigger underdog than you on this card, but they're both pretty huge for title fights. Does it fuel you a little bit to have everyone just sort of writing you off and assuming that you're next in line for Ronda to take her arm?
It fuels me in a good way. I want to go in there and do well, and in doing so, I hope that inspires other people to want to take chances in life and believe in themselves. Big things never happen when it's easy, you know. But life is full of big upsets and surprises and victories through hard work. So I'm okay with being the underdog. I really am.
You know, if you look at Ronda's last few fights, and obviously when you go to study your film, that's what you'd normally look at. She doesn't give you a whole lot to work with. So, I guess you're going back further into the vault, and then you start thinking about, well, that's the film that Betch Correa used, and you know, something's not working for them. How are you preparing for someone who, even though she fights fairly often, she has not been in the cage for very long?
You know, there's some fights even before the UFC, but not a lot of fight film, but every fighter still has habits and styles and things, so we were still able to put together a game plan for this fight. And you know, one thing about watching a lot of film is you can kind of see people's tendencies, but without a lot of film, sometimes I think it also leaves you more open to just do your own thing in there and not get so focused on just trying to counter what they do. So yeah, there's not a lot of film, but there was enough for us to have to make a good training camp. And, you know, every fight's different anyway. Our fight will be different than any film anybody's ever seen.
You know, you've got a lot of fans here in Houston from your time fighting with Legacy. And, you know, I thought that when you got the call from the UFC, you'd done as much as you could outside of the UFC. You know, you had a couple fights in there, and it looked like they were bringing you along slowly. Then suddenly they say, well, you're next for Ronda. Is that how you pictured your career going? Did you think that you'd have a couple more fights before you fought Rousey? And do you think that they just ran out of girls who could make a competitive fight with her, and they said, well, we better get Holly in there?
I feel like there's a lot of reasons why they called this fight right away, and I'm okay with any of it. Maybe they felt like they wanted to throw me at her early before I kept, you know, getting better. Maybe they felt like I was ready and it'd be a good fight already. Maybe this is just what made sense because there weren't other girls. Maybe, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter. I'm just glad that I have the opportunity. And I love Houston, by the way. It's like my second home. I have a lot of friends there. My brother lives there, which he's actually on his way. He's on the flight right now on his way here. And with Legacy, oh my gosh, they opened so many doors for me and really helped with my career a lot, and I really appreciate that in them. And yeah, we came to the UFC, and this fight did come soon. Awesome, let's do it.
Did you feel your first couple fights in the UFC? Did you feel the difference in being there and the difference in competition, fighting the best girls in the world? Was there a noticeable difference for you?
I think every fighter presents their own, you know, kind of strength, and there are strong girls in there. And there's tough girls out there, not just in the UFC, but yes, the ones in the UFC are maybe a little more seasoned. They've been around a little bit, and I think maybe just their knowledge kind of, you know, puts them there at the top. But there's things that have been, you know, presented hard times, just kind of challenges in the cage before the UFC. Every fight's different, and I've really learned from each girl I've been in there with, and I try and take every little bit that I've learned and turn it all into, you know, the big picture. And I'm glad that I've had the time with Legacy and with my first two fights in the UFC, and I feel like I have learned a lot, and it's helped me to prepare for what I need to be able to perform on Sunday. Well, Saturday there.
Saturday for us. That's Holly Holm. She's the contender, the number one contender, or at least the title challenger on Saturday night at UFC 193. She'll take on Ronda Rousey. Someone won't be undefeated any longer. It's a great card top to bottom. The women's bantamweight and strawweight titles on the line. Mark Hunt, Antonio Silva is going to be a great fight. Stefan Struve, Jared Rosholt. Some really good fights on the card. It should be a fun time, pay-per-view, obviously. So get on it, guys. Holly, appreciate the time. Best of luck getting on weight, and best of luck against Ronda.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. You guys are great.
All right. That's Holly Holm. Appreciate it, Holly.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. I'm definitely going to be watching those fights Saturday. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Open your hearts to needy children in the Houston area this holiday season and join Gau Media and Neighbors Emergency Center in our Toys for Tots toy drive. We'll hold a special Saturday toy drop at Neighbors Emergency Clinic in Crosby from 2 until 4. Drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations. You'll get to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey and help us bring joy to all tots this year.
A lot of people asking if Holly was tired or something. And it's 5 a.m. there, almost 5 a.m. there. I'm going to guess she's probably a little tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be. Yeah. I wouldn't be doing interviews at 5 a.m., but I think once the UFC gets their hands on these people, they don't really have much choice of when they're doing these call-ins. So,
yeah. I think we were at the end of her call circuit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was getting a lot of questions, and she's pretty tired.
I'm wrong. It's almost 6 a.m.
Oh, there. Well, that makes all the difference.
Which means she probably started at 4:30 or 5.
Yeah.
So she's probably just fed up. But yeah. Listen, I've made it pretty clear my thoughts on her chances to win that fight. I don't think she has much of a chance to win. But, you know, she's a she's not a Houstonian, but she's close to it. I mean, she spent a lot of time here and she fought here a lot. I'd like to see her do well. I just think that as soon as the fight hits the ground, I think it's going to be very difficult for Holly to have much of a shot.
I don't think any woman in the world is going to be up against it when they're facing Ronda Rousey. And hey, for her, good for her. It's a high profile fight, and you know, hopefully she does well. I mean, I'm kind of with you. I don't see much chance, but I hope she does well.
One more little bit of news, MMA-related news. Tomorrow we'll have some more MMA guests at 4:15. We're going to have Kimbo Slice and Hoist Gracie in studio to promote Bellator 149, which will be here in Houston in February. So we'll have both those guys in studio tomorrow and talk to them. Hoist Gracie, obviously one of the legends of the sport. We've talked to him before. It's always an honor to talk to Hoist Gracie. And then we'll have Kimbo Slice in here as well, who has beat up a lot of dudes in like boat parking lots and stuff like that. We'll talk to him about those days and all that good stuff. So we'll have those guys both in studio tomorrow at 4:15. For those of you interested. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about these guys at Richmond Bone and Joint. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. and they're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've developed a system to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got the three easily accessible locations in Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front of the building. And they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including musculoskeletal and orthopedic, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedic, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, pain management, you name it, they can take care of it at Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com, where you learn more about the doctors. You can schedule an appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary, depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715, for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.